Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thursday morning, and actually Thursday began in South Korea yesterday evening. And the day began with niceties between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, ended with what appears to be the framework for a trade deal. The U.S. agrees to cut down its tariff rate against Chinese goods. China agrees not to impose new export restrictions on rare earth minerals. Experts say there is a pathway now for the world's two largest economies to steady their tense relationship. But as we just heard from Martinson Ag Risk Management, a little disappointing in the soybean market, down 20 this morning. Under the deal, the president agreed to lower his fentanyl tariff from 20% to 10%, did not impose higher baseline duties in exchange for Beijing deferring export controls on rare earth minerals, and they agreed to increase purchases of American soybeans. The agreement will be reviewed annually, opening up the possibility of friction down the line. Cameron Johnson, a partner at Shanghai-based consultancy Tidal Wave Solutions, says Trump and Xi's agreement means the U.S.-China ties should not deteriorate in the near term. It allows both sides to calibrate the relationship and also buying power of each side every year now going forward. The meeting lasted 100 minutes. The president spoke with reporters for 15 minutes before boarding Air Force One and then spoke to reporters on board, describing the meeting as, quote, amazing, saying the two leaders made a, quote, outstanding group of decisions. Trump said the U.S. will lower tariffs on China from 57 to 47% and China will resume purchases of U.S. soybeans immediately, but details few and far between. In fact, non-existent. Mexico's Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development will travel to the U.S. to meet with USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins to discuss the border blockade of feeder cattle out of Mexico, which has restricted imports of Mexican cattle since May. But the Ag Secretary says there is still no date for restarting cattle exports to the U.S. Caterpillar is the latest ag company reporting record third quarter profits, or at least better than expected. Caterpillar says the boom in AI technologies drove demand for its energy equipment, sending its shares up 12%. Power generation sales expected to continue sustainably growing as Cat maintains their market leadership in backup power generation for data center applications. And there you have the top morning headlines when it comes to farm news. I'm Mick Kerr. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a look at markets.